You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
It is 3 p.m. on May 23rd, 2025. Welcome to episode 20 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SF Athletics, edition of SFU News, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and another interview on the Massey Tunnel Replacement Project. First up today is what was supposed to close out the last show, Jill Fraser's Earthly Pressures with Amen 1. That was Amen 1 from Jill Fraser's Earthly Pleasures. Next up is Korean Boyfriend's Simple Face. Here is Korean Giorgio. We'll be right back. Now I'd like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. Athletics and Recreation started Recreational Trial Week on May 20th, held at Lorne Davy Complex in the Burnaby main campus, where people could try multiple programs. Multiple signings were announced on May 21st in the SFU Athletics Facebook and Instagram pages. The men's basketball signed Harman Bangu, a wing from Royal Crown Prep and Tamawanas in Surrey, and for the drive basketball. Softball signed two players, Avery Rust, a right-handed pitcher infielder who hails from Tigard, Oregon, competes for the Oregon Fury, and Hadley Payne, a left-handed outfielder who hails from Lloydminster, Alberta, last attended Three Rivers College. Track and field signed Connor Dever, or it could be Connor Devere, a javelin thrower from Edmonton, Alberta, who graduated from Ross Shepherd High School and won the U20 Decathlon for Alberta in 2024. On May 22nd, the Red Leafs track and field teams started in the 2025 NCAA Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships at Colorado State Pueblo Thunderbolt in Pueblo, Colorado, where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. In the men's long jump finals, Nicholas Monroe leaped 7.37 for 13th among 22 competitors. Today, the SFU Women's Swimming announced six signings on their Facebook and Instagram pages. Jessica Dragici from Waterloo, Ontario. Just a minute, please. It's actually Jessica Dragici from Waterloo, Ontario. Madeline Connell from Calgary. Priya Thomas from Red Deer, Alberta. Ava Hind from Seashell, BC. Matea Purdy from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. And Ryan Leslie from Seashell, BC. Meanwhile, today is also day two of the 2025 NCAA Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships at Colorado State Pueblo Thunderbolt in Pueblo, Colorado, with Emma Cannon slated to compete in the women's 200 preliminaries at 4:30 p.m. Pacific.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. Now to SFU News, all based on X and department webpages. On May 17th, the SFU esports team edged U of T esports in a game. On May 20th, when all SFU offices reopened, Museum of Archaeology Ethnology celebrated the International Museum Day. Beattie School of Business featured a new research from Dr. Zana Liubik, which challenged that disclosing mental health issues solely being a personal choice, as workplace culture may have bigger impacts based on two survey studies. Biological Sciences celebrated the World Bee Day, originally established by UN in 2017, and Research retweeted SFU Venture Lab's executive director Leslie Esford's take on the Perago program on building up BC's science and technology sector with support from Pacific Economic Development Canada. On May 21st, there was a groundbreaking ceremony. There was a groundbreaking ceremony for a new student and childcare buildings. There was a groundbreaking ceremony for new student and child care buildings attended by Rohini Arora, the MLA for Burnaby East, who is also the parliamentary secondary, and Kang, the Minister of Post-Secondary Education and Future Skills, and Paul Choi, the MLA for Burnaby South. The Phase 3 development will be 8 floors, which will accommodate 445 students and a 160 child care center slated to complete in 2027. Also on May 21st, SFU pop-up market returned to the Burnaby main campus at Town and Gown Square. Faculty of Arts and Sciences celebrated Teresa Pauly, an SFU gerontology professor and Canada research chair in social relationships, health, and aging, for earning the Scholarly Impact of the Week based on her research, In It Together, Relationship Transitions, and Couple Concordance in Health and Well-Being, which followed 5,000 couples over 2 decades, particularly how their interconnectedness affected their health and well-being. Community Engaged Research Initiative held 312 Main Research Workshop and Learn at 312 Maine, Vancouver, BC, also supported by MyTax and Van City Foundation. English encouraged its X followers to check out 14 short stories suggested by CBC Books. Furthermore, on May 21st, the Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences celebrated The Faculty of Arts also announced Robert C. Brown winners for their outstanding academic achievements and outstanding performances, Emily Ma and Mitchell Gibbs. Emily Ma is an English honor student who was one of 5 writers across Canada for the CBC Poetry 2024 Prize with her poem, Eat the Bitterness. Mitchell Gibbs is a joint honor student in the business and administration, as well as being a long jumper for the SFU Red Leafs track and field team. Gibbs' academic and work experiences made him proficient in fund operations, investment research, and quantitative modeling based on statistical research as he prepares for his honors thesis. Furthermore, FOSS highlighted the story of Tanila Afrin, a Master of Arts International Studies student, as she researched the lives of Rohingya migrants in Malaysia. Faculty of Graduate Studies held a TNA for multilingual TAs in the Burnaby main campus at AQ 2013 Global Student Center. The Faculty of Science recognized Aaron Legros, the senior advisor who won a 2024 SFU Staff Achievement Award for Workplace Excellence, as she is the go-to person for breaking down difficult university language into understandable language, provides practical solutions to problems, and provides support for many administrative processes. SFU Surrey announced that 8 students and alumni were honored by the Surrey Board of Trade, as they were named top 25 under 25. Amika Sengar, as a health sciences alumni, currently a community schools facilitator in the Surrey School District, Gurbaj Singh Nanhar, a BD school graduate in the Bachelor of Business Administration, who is also a co-founder of Hello Hi Audio Guestbook, generally for weddings. Hamza Saqib, an honors graduate in the BD School of Business, also currently the Vice President of OTO Hearing Products, where he has led significant technological upgrades. a business-to-business website that made $300K in revenue and started an app that reduces hearing loss in noisy environment. Harkira Singh Walia, a Bachelor of Business Administration student in finance with a minor in economics, currently an SFU student senator where he had a leadership role in starting SFU's medicine school in Surrey. Justin Chung, a student completing Bachelor of Business Administration in finance, currently the founder of Second Saber, which has converted surplus produce into snacks. Ritu Mira as a science student, also the team lead, co-founder of the Let's Do Breakfast program, which provides breakfast to marginalized elementary students in Surrey. And Rosarita Beatriz Correa as a chemistry student, also the founder, executive founder, conductor of Himig Kabataan Cultural Society, which shares Filipino music culture. And Simrajit Gill, a student in political science, sociology, criminology, who also co-founded GenConnect, a nonprofit linking youth seniors via shared activities. SFU Vancouver hosted Lunch Poems at SFU in Tech Gallery at the Harbor Center campus on 515 West Hastings, Vancouver, BC. On May 22nd, SFU highlighted Scott Lear, a health sciences professor who led the research titled Social Factors, Health Policy, Environment, Implications for Cardiovascular Disease Across the Globe, which exposes universal heart health recommendations, as many of them come from high-income countries and often miss dominant causes in poorer nations. Neuroscience and Technology held Open Scholarship Framework event at the Burnaby Main Campus. Counseling Services Global Student Center held Meet, Greet, and Eat as part of Flowerpot Workshop at AQ 2013 in the Burnaby Main Campus. Faculty of Education held an info session on M.Ed in Educational Leadership K-12, and the SFU Center for Comparative Muslim Studies hosted a screening of Jenin, featuring Palestine struggles against armed Israeli soldiers at the Student Union Building Ballroom in the Burnaby Main Campus. Let's see what is going on today. Just looking at the Twitter here. Let's see what is going on today. Just a minute, please. Just bear with me here. I'm just going to look at SFU events that go across the spectrum, i.e. captures attention of people in different areas of the world. See what's going on today. Events today. Well, SFU Recreational Trial Week continues in the Burnaby Main Campus at Lauren Davies Complex. There was Ace the Numbers Game Quantum Exam Prep at AQ 3146, which ran between 1:30 and 2:20.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The third act is Akirat's The Perpetual Katabasis. Here is the title track. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the second half of episode 20 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music featured on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and another interview on the Massey Tunnel Replacement Project, this time with the BC Conservative Langley Abbotsford MLA, Harman Bangu. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Alan Dobbs, Alone Together, with Frontier Justice.
Sun was hot on my tray, so I stopped in the shade.